The Mentor. This is Monk Allen, and I'm speaking about a mentor. A mentor is a sharer, a teacher, a catalyzer, but I see a mentor especially as a catalyzer. And before I came to the University of Healing, I had never heard of a mentor. I did not know that that existed. Yeah, I knew about a lot of teachers, and I have experienced a lot of teachers who did all kinds of things with me to get me going, but basically to get me going on my spiritual journey. Because if I think back, there are certain people in my life I realized only later, and especially when they passed away, what role they had in my life. And there are special people who really lived as an example to me in my life. And for instance, I take one of them, and that is my aunt Maritza. My aunt Maritza, I lived with her for 3 years after I had decided to not stay with my parents because the school wasn't the school I liked. And I obviously liked to go in another school and stay with Aunt Maritza because she was just a love bundle. She had no children, so she had her own apartment in my grandmother's grandparents' house in Germany in Mönchengladbach. And she had been divorced, and she went through quite some challenging experience in her life. But when she finally had her own apartment, she was often with us when we were kids, and she was always the love aunt. Oh my God, did we love that Aunt Maritza. Well, when she finally had her own apartment and she had divorced from her husband and everything went through, I was allowed to go and live with her. And that was a real privilege because we had a life like two jewels living together. And she was a little bit more generous than my parents. I could bring my friends at home. And there was a time when I went in the dancing course, and we danced at home, and she was sitting and watching and had so much fun with us. And she said, "Oh my God, I keep young with you young people." And everybody of my friends loved her. They came and they hugged her and they loved and they called her all Aunt Maritza. Everybody called her. Well, when I left Germany to go to study languages and I went to Geneva, one day I got a phone call that she had an incident and she crossed the street when it was green and a car drove by and she was injured and she passed away from that incident. And it was a dramatic experience for me because this aunt was my preference, and letting her go was extremely important. And I must say, it was extremely easy. And I have never experienced a person in my life I could so easily let go, although I loved her so much. And that is just amazing. So when she left this experience, I had a lot of thoughts also about death. She, as a mentor or teacher in my life, just popped out and stood regally for me like nobody else. But I realized as she left, my husband came in my life. And so going back into my life as a child, there were always certain people, very dominant, which I remembered in my life as special, a situation where I can refer to as a learning experience. During my life, I've never thought that there would be a teacher or mentor to me. Only later I understood what I really learned through these people. And Aunt Maritza, like I said, when she went, I could let her go and have her only as a picture, and never in details, but only as a living example, as a beautiful person. And I think this is what actually is a mentor reflecting, or should reflecting to us as a teacher, because he reflects our or she reflects our reality. They really catalyze who we are. And naturally, not every teacher or every sharer has the same purpose in our life. Everyone, I could imagine, teaches something else in his own way. But I believe, and that's my belief, that it's always the same consciousness teaching on different levels. It's always the same sharer I create, teaching me on different levels in different expression, as a man, as a woman, as a child, as young, as old, as a mother, as a father, as a husband, as an aunt, or whatever. But I believe it's always the same consciousness who is teaching me, because in reality there is only one consciousness. So if I'm going really a step further, it's true what I'm saying. So when all these people, and I go back, all these people had done their job, or I had done my job, they left, and how they left, it doesn't matter. And I'm understanding that more and more, it doesn't matter if they appear to die, to ascend, to disappear, or just to disappear totally out of my life. It doesn't matter. Important is that I learn my lesson. And I'm here now at the University of Healing, learning my last step with my Sharer Herb. And he really gave me the kicks, all the kicks I need to get, because it is my last step. And all that, what I have learned or not learned before, because I was too rebellious to learn it before, he repeats. Because if I have been in kindergarten for 30 years and have still not learned my lesson, but I have written in my script while I came into this life experience that I want to do this and experience this, then my mentor is working with me on that step, which I really want. So a mentor is a teacher, and he gives exactly to me what I create him to give to me, what he teaches. We have one of our students who came here to the campus, and he explained to us how he came to us. He was, he had a dying experience. He died, and while he left his body, he saw a person standing there in the light, and the person told him, "Do you really want to go? What is your purpose in life? Have you finished your work?" And the student said, "Well, I don't think so. I think I have to go back." And the student saw definitely a person, a face, a vision of a being. And the person, this being, talked to him and said, "Yes, I think you are wise to go back and finish your work." And he asked him, what is your work? And the student said, well, I'm working on love. I really want to go and practice love. And so he came back, he woke up in the arms of his wife, and he said to his wife, I'm here, I'm back, I'm working on love. And he said, I will not go to all the seminars and reading books. I have talked to that being to go within. That's the purpose, my purpose to be here and to repeat or to do, to fulfill what I want to fulfill. Well, a couple of weeks later, this student looked around and he found a brochure. And there was a brochure where a seminar was announced from the University of Healing. And the student opened the brochure and he said, my God, this person, help! This is exactly the guy I saw there when I died and who talked to me. I have to go to this seminar. So he came to us, and when he saw Herb, he was just flabbergasted. He couldn't believe it. He didn't say a word in the seminar. He didn't say anything, but he was so humble and so beautifully dealing with the whole thing that he said to Herb, I want to come instantly to campus. He had set up a trip to India, and he canceled this trip to India instantly, and he came a month to campus, and then he told us the story. Nobody knew about it, when he died and how then he saw Herb standing there and talking to him and said, look, work on love, and I like me on loving yourself, and listen within and leave everything behind, but listen to the book which is written within yourself. So a mentor is, I am sure we all are mentors to each other and catalyzer, but the great mentor I have chosen in my life to give me that last kick to do what I want to do, that is to be myself and have fun knowing that I am God, that I am a divine being, and fulfilling this in this life experience. That's the purpose when we are coming to the University of Healing and when we meet Dr. Bayerle, who is a fabulous mentor. Not easy on us, but if we can just flow with his schedule, with his program, we have miracles happening, and I can confirm that, and I know that, and I've seen that not only on myself, but with those students who, with discipline, dedication, determination, and diligence, follow the program to have the greatest blessing. Being a mentor, well, let's think about it. Who has been your mentor in your life? And how much you got from your mentor, and how much you have learned, and how much you enjoy being yourself. Think about it, and I love you, and have a wonderful day.